the Las Vegas Sports Hour, hosted by Blue Nubo, presented by Ghostbox.
Welcome to another episode of Las Vegas Sports Hour, hosted by yours truly, Blue Nubo, sponsored by Ghost Dreams, your entertainment subscription needs, and also by Lace Butt by Simone, best out, best dress, best lace, Lace by Simone. Hey man, let's get right into this. Today I want to talk about the in-season play tournament. The in-season play tournament, the ISPT. All right, it's a mouthful right there. ISPCT, which have you done for me? Nah, the ISPT, in-season play tournament. All right, so we got the in-season tournament. All right, being played out here in Las Vegas. All right, so you had the first game, which was the Pacers versus the Bucks. All right, and in your second game, you had the Lakers. LeBron. Going against the Pelicans. All right, the Pelicans. All right, so those are your four finalists that headed for lovely Las Vegas. All right, lovely Las Vegas. To play in a two-game elimination winner-take-all tournament final. So, these four teams, right? These four teams. How do we get here to these four teams? All right, we got here because we had an in-season tournament. All right, NBA thought it'd be nice to throw an in-season tournament to get his viewership up and interest up by throwing a in-season tournament similar to what the soccer leagues do with their Champions League, or you could say even with the English Cup, where all the teams get to play from level four all the way up to the Premier League, I believe, in that league, and they all get to play, and they all get to play for a cup. So little guys get to go up there and face the big guys and see if they can do something against them. And you know what? It's prestige in that, because you know you beat the bigger guy at the end of the day. That's what you can say. Prestige. So, that's what the in-season tournament was based off of, but it's not the same. It's not the same. So, the in-season tournament basically was games that were counted against the schedule. All right? They were counted against the schedule. So, this made it kind of interesting, because we know the NBA has a problem with this taking a break off shit, all right? All right, they minutes restriction. All right, they have a serious problem with this. Kawhi and the boys started it, but it started before Kawhi. But this minute restriction, so the fellas in the NBA make a lot of money and don't care about the regular season. And really, the fans don't care about the regular season. Especially the casual fan. Doesn't care about the regular season. All right. So, how do we get interest with everybody back up? Players, fans, and also the money-making ads and marketing from these corporations. All right. How do we do so? Boom. We get the in-season tournament. All right. So, they had the group stage. All right. Then they had the first leg of the play-in games. Right. Everything went kind of as normal. Some great games in the first leg of this play-in, a single game elimination. The most controversial one was the one that the LeBron Lakers scathed up out of against Kevin Durant. In the last minute, there was a whole shenanigans going on. All right, with a timeout that shouldn't have been allowed. All right, and that allowed the players to gather themselves and. We know what happened after that. So, we got shenanigans going down here. And that's how the Lakers got in to this tournament. All right, got into this part of the tournament where they get to come to Vegas. New Orleans did what they were supposed to do. Pacers had a great dramatic game against, who was that, Boston? And Milwaukee got in. So, you had those four teams. And then... Milwaukee came and got their ass handed to them, all right? I'm going to say this about Milwaukee and the NBA this year. Milwaukee has been a goat for Vegas, all right? People see the roster, especially with everybody healed up, and they see Giannis, they see Lillard, they see Middleton, they see Beauchamp, They see Brooke Lopez. They see this team and they're like, this team is a championship caliber team. They should be blowing people out. And all season long, all Milwaukee's been doing is underachieving. All right? So they underachieve, come out, blow some people out, and they go back to underachieving. And Vegas is just raking in money on people playing Milwaukee on their ticket and just busting parlays up. So, again, I'm sure they were a moneymaker today, being favored, again, against the Pacers. Pacers are the highest scoring team in the league, led by Tyrese Halliburton, who is absolutely amazing, coming out of Iowa State. Absolutely amazing. This guy's a born leader. This team is feeding around him. And all he does is pass the ball. And then he gets open shots because he passed the ball so much. He's going to pass the ball. Then he's getting open-ass three-pointers and shit. And layups that just is easy. Easy money. And the Pacers don't play any defense. We love it. And we go against them and say, oh, they don't play any defense. They're nothing. They're not. This is all fun and games, but the playoffs is going to stop. I don't think so. The league is pretty wide open right now. I will say that. The league is pretty wide open. Defense is a afterthought. So this team is kind of like the next generation of the Golden State Warriors. We were trying to figure out who were going to be the next generation of Golden State Warriors. I think we found it. And it's not going to be through Splash Brothers, okay? They can just hit so many threes. Yes, the three is going to be a part of because the league is that now. So there's nothing special about people hitting threes. What is special is when your offense moves so well that people are getting wide open threes or wide open layups or wide open dunks. Everything is easy and steffortless, as they coined that term. And it's just easy. So that's where the next level is at. And the Pacers have got it down with Tyrese Halliburton. They have a general on the floor that orchestrates the offense. But the offense is just free-flowing. But he makes the right pass with the players in the right position. And they've made the offense around him. So he ain't the key as if he's holding the ball all the time. He's the key because he's initiating where the ball is actually going to start on this play. This play may have three different options to it. He's going to choose the option of the play that they're going to run. All right? That's what he does. And then he gets his assist off of that also. That's why he's got 15 tonight. All right? He gets his assist off of that also. You know, because the defense has to make adjustments based upon what he chooses. It's almost like LeBron's offense, but Halliburton is going to score. All right? He's a scorer. But he's going to pass the ball still. First, as you can see, he wants to pass the ball, but he's passed the ball to make it easier. LeBron just don't want to pass the ball when he know he can make it, or he's not making the right play. He think he always making the right play. I don't think so. This boy Halliburton is showing how to make the right play. All right, 15 assists speaks for itself. He's led the league last year, continues this year. I think this guy has a chance if he stays healthy the way he's playing, and only his IQ is going to get higher. He might be that dog to actually break the single season record in assists, which is going to be more important because LeBron can trash the fucking history books. Oh, bitch ass motherfucker. With all this, he's at the top of every statistical category. That's how he's going to change history and rewrite himself into history, is that he's in every statistical category, high up or the leader. Therefore, that's all you're going to think about, that people coming after us. But we here in this time period right now know that he is a trash bag point, getting no playing defense, looking for stats and accolades and somebody to look at him and say, yeah, LeBron, you are the king. He makes me want to throw the fuck up. All right? LeBron is trash. All right? So back to what I was saying. Tyrese Halliburton, Pacers move on, Bucks fall, just the way they scripted it out. As they scripted Kevin Durant out of here. All right. Even Kevin Durant had to say it himself in the press conference. He said, it's just a sexier playoff with LeBron there, basically. It's a sexier tournament when LeBron is playing, basically. Trash. So LeBron goes against the Pelicans, who have no shot at beating the Lakers if the Lakers play like their roster says they should be playing. And guess what fucking happened? The Lakers played like their roster said they can play. All right? Destroyed the Pelicans. High man on the Pelicans was Zion, but I believe 17. All right? Lakers had about 6-7 people in double figures. But on LeBron at 30 points. Davis with a big double-double. All right? Lakers. This is a Laker home game, basically, as we are on the West Coast here in Las Vegas, the great city. It's basically a home game for the Lakers. Everybody else traveled in. All right? But it was a home game for the Lakers. And they treated it like a home game and blew these motherfuckers out. All right? Expected. If you know anything about this WWE, all right, of the NBA, I say next game you put your house on LeBron money line. I'm going to say it again. You put your house on LeBron money line. They want to give it to LeBron. They're trying to replace Jordan's championships. They're trying to give him watered down championships. All right. First, it was the bubble, the Disney championship. And now we're coming back to another in-season tournament, which at the end of the day is going to give him championship. All right. Under his belt. He's going to have another plaque, another medallion, another trophy that says champion on it. All right. Champion. King James. But it won't replace the NBA championships. It don't replace NBA finals MVP. This can never replace it. It's fun to play this in-season tournament, especially for the amount of money they're giving. I think it's almost advantageous to make sure that one or two of the teams that always play in this final are in the last Final Four from here on out. If this is all scripted, should always be young team, because the young players aren't making as much money. Some are, and then some aren't. All right, so this would be advantageous for them to make a nice pretty penny, right? So I like this idea, but as far as it being some kind of real tournament, no. The reason it's not is because, like I alluded to earlier, with the English Cup, all right, the English Cup is the tiers all the way down, I believe third or fourth tier English teams that are playing. So they're getting notoriety. They're getting money from playing the bigger team because they're selling out. All right, they're getting more exposure. All right, there's a lot at stake for them every time they come through this tournament to actually do well. There's just something at stake. All right. Personal pride at the end of the day. All right, something's at stake. But in the NBA, these are paid players already who are getting a handsome sum, more than fucking soccer players. All right, they're getting a handsome sum already, and there's no reason for them to play hard to get $500,000 in this case. If you're making $6 million this year, $10 million this year. $500,000 is nice, but that ain't shit, you know, at the end of the day. Especially it depending on location. This is why they chose to have it here in Las Vegas. People think it's just the city and everything. It is, but I think more importantly it's because of the tax situation where there's no state income tax. So they're gonna pay federal taxes on this, but there's no income tax here in Las Vegas in the state of Nevada. So therefore, they're going to keep more of that $500,000 just one. They're going to keep $400,000, you know, instead of losing that they was playing in California, maybe half of it, you know. So they're going to keep a good chunk of their money. And that was good. So I do appreciate that, Adam Silver, for him doing that. These players get to walk out at least $85,000. All right, like we said, the losers of the third and fourth place get $1,000 apiece. So that means they get the cue about 85,000, if not more. So that's good. So again, this tournament is nothing, but it's another championship. So LeBron, they already have this made out for him, so he'd be the first one. So they can probably name the trophy after him eventually after this, because they can't name the finals MVP trophy after him, because that's named after Jordan. And they can't name the finals trophy after LeBron, because I believe that's named after Kobe. So this is something that they can name after LeBron once he retires, especially winning the first one. So this is made for him. So put your whole house on LeBron to win this tournament on, I believe, Saturday they play the finals. Just put everything you got in your pocket on LeBron. There's no reason for Tyrese Haliburton to win this tournament. He's already made his money, essentially, by being in the game. He makes $500,000. Everybody that's in the game, oh, my fault, he makes $350,000. So he's guaranteed $350,000. After taxes, $300,000, somewhere around there. $300,000 for getting here, all right? And because they didn't play any extra games until this weekend, it didn't really mean nothing. That's why they made it the way they made it. Because if it was extra games, these players would be like, well, is that $300,000 worth it for all the extra effort? But because they made it a part of the season games, all right, that mean that they were still getting paid their regular sum of money, who are however much it is, and then they just are by winning, they have a chance to win $300,000, $500,000, $100,000 if they actually get to the end and win the game, right? So, clever, very clever. But LeBron doesn't care about that. All he cares about is championships, all right? Championships, and that's what they're trying to get under their belt. A bunch of championships that mean nothing because they weren't obtained with the full force of the season behind it with the playoffs. All right, it's a grind to get a ring. That's the whole point of it. It's a grind to get the ring. So LeBron doesn't want to grind. They don't want to have him grind, but they can't just give him the goddamn rings. Especially since he cannot carry a team to the finals. The level of cheating they would have to do with the refs and players would be so noticeable that nobody would want to watch the NBA anymore, because they know for a fact it's fixed. Right now, people know it's fixed. A lot of casual observers still don't know it's fixed. All right? My fault. Not fixed. It's scripted. All right? It's not fixed. It's scripted. Fixed means that this is the way it's going to happen regardless. Scripted means that, all right, this is what I want to happen, and I'm going to try to make it happen. Unless the other team, for some reason, just don't want to follow the script, they can still win the game, which would mess everything up. But as scripted, these things are supposed to happen. And that's what I think the NBA is. So again, LeBron should win against Tyrese and the kids on Saturday. Should be easy. Very easy, to be honest with you. They just rolled over New Orleans. They should roll over the kids pretty easy too. But what's going to be exciting is that LeBron is going to have to actually pick his team up to run. All right? So they scored 130 some points today. All right? That's what Tyrese and the boys and the Pacers score on average this season. This is crazy. So what they're saying is that, okay, they can run with this team. And also, New Orleans only scored about 89, 90 points. So they're saying, oh, the Lakers could play defense and shut a team down. Not only can they score as much as the Pacers, they can shut people down, which the Pacers can't do. This should be a great matchup. But what it shows is just exactly what I said, that the Lakers, with the refs or whatever, plus themselves, they can score 130 points like the Pacers. But they also can shut a team down to 89, 90 points, unlike the Pacers. So at the end of the day, you got to take the Lakers in a world that's all even, that wasn't scripted. You still take the Lakers. All right? You still take the Lakers easily. Easily take the Lakers. Easily, easily. But this is scripted, so it's going to be entertaining So we're probably going to see 120 points, you know, somewhere up there. But the Lakers are going to play defense and keep them around 110, 115 probably, you know. They still going to score over 100 points because I don't think you can stop that with a team that doesn't play any defense and is ready to run down and try to score as many points per basket. So what's the maximum is 3 per basket plus 1. So you can get a bonus of 4 to the one shot. The Pacers are known for that this season. Tyrese has got a few of those this season. All right. Of the 3 plus 1. So that's 4 points. So they're trying to get the maximum amount of points per possession. Their defensive rating doesn't matter because if you fall off and can't meet their points per possession average, you lose. And it's going to be entertaining because they're going to score about 130 to 140 points a game. Another team I like that could score like this too but didn't make it through because they got him scripted out is Atlanta. Atlanta can score 130 to 140 points easily with the team they have now. Easily. We've seen it night in, night out. Minnesota's another one. Denver can, but that's not necessarily their MO. They can, but it's not their MO. Boston can definitely do it. That just wants to score like that. Boston. Maybe Orlando can score like that, but I'm going to say for sure Atlanta and Boston. And then you got these guys right here, the Pacers. And then, and Sacramento can score like that. So those teams can actually just score and play no defense and score 125, 100 plus, 30 plus points every night. All right. So again, LeBron is going to have to put up some points to on Saturday. And they're going to play some defense and they're going to crown him. All right, put the crown on. The crown is heavy, as he says with his little meme. The crown is heavy, and he's going to wear it. All right, because he's the king. Just like the King James did, they wrote their own version, and he's going to write his own version of history in this play-in tournament. All right, play-in season tournament, not play-in tournament, in-season tournament. So, he's going to be the champion. I already see it. Put your house on it. He's going to win. Just money line it. Don't take points. Don't take nothing else. Single bet. Put as much money as you can on it. All right? Easy money. Easy money. If they let Tyrese win, this would be the craziest switch I've ever seen. If Tyrese Halliburton wins, that means they're done with LeBron. This is the flip side. That means they're done with LeBron because they will have gotten the biggest payday in one single game. All right, remember what I just said. Put your house on it. So if everybody took that advice, say, and went and put major money on the Lakers, they would have the Lakers lose. They would have to. Even though their script probably has LeBron, they would have to change the script. Why? Because there's so much money on it. All right? There's so much money. So either they've already made their money and they're okay with losing this portion regardless of what the public puts. All right? Regardless of what the public puts. All right? I think they're going to do it by putting a low number for them to cover and be a negative 110. And they're going to have money line high at like negative 400. All right? Negative 400, somewhere around there. So they're going to force you to play the lower number as far as the spread. They may put it at somewhere like 8, you know, so that it gives some points leeway. Like I said, have them lose like 120 to 112. All right, 120 to 112. Put it at 8.5. Boom, they don't cover. 120 to 113. You know, they play enough defense, they scored enough points type situation. It's going to be crazy. It all depends on how much money is put on this game. This is like one of those special games that's you play an old school game and you do a certain things and all of a sudden a new icon appears on the map. Like in Street Fighter, when you beat certain players and did certain things, a new icon appeared on the map for a player that's not on the map traditionally. And that's what this game is. It's an opportunity for the NBA in Vegas to make a huge amount of money on a game that is a special event, essentially. So I can't wait to see the game. I want to see what happens here. Like I said, I believe LeBron wins this game. They put a nice spread on it so that they don't cover. And they give another championship, all right, whether it be a big one, small one, or a fake one. They give him another championship. And this just adds to his bag of that I'm the greatest. Which, again, anyone who is the greatest never says they're the greatest. They're always anointed that way. But that's not LeBron. That's not LeBron, man. He wants it all. He got that smirk and that smile, and he wants it all. And he signed his contract with the devil long ago. And he's just trying to get what he can. Man, that was great. Like I said, this in-season tournament was actually pretty good. I'm not going to lie. It was actually pretty good. If they let it play out the way it plays out, and not really impact the game as far as scripting it, we might actually get to see something good. So I like it. I'm looking forward now to the in-play game to get into the playoffs and into the playoffs. Now the rest of the season doesn't matter. Watch, people are going to stop looking at it and going to go away. All-Star game is coming up, so that should be fun. I wonder how they're going to include in the tournament All-Stars or something like that. Maybe have a reserve spot. I think they should do that. Whoever was the All-Star or the best player on the team during the in-play, the in-season tournament, they could be voted as an extra on the All-Star team. But that's something down the road. Something down the road. But like I said, I love this in-season tournament, and it looks good, and we're going to see what it do on Saturday. So, man, I just want a little touch on, a little rant. You know how we go down on Las Vegas Sports Hour. With me, your host, Blue Nuvo. You know what it is, man. This is the Ghost Streams. Your entertainment subscription needs. Also by Lace by Simone. Best style, best dress, best lace. Lace by Simone. Check us out next time. Keep us posted. Get the notification. It's Las Vegas Sports Hour. Yeah!
Yeah, it's your boy Pepper Facts right here with Blue Nuvo Rich.
Yeah.
And we coming straight from you from the Splash Show. Tell us something. Is your cable bill high as hell?
Hey, you tired of paying $100, $200 for your TV entertainment?
Well, get a Ghost. A Ghost Box. Hey,
live TV, sports, movies, TV shows, Netflix, Hulu, Voodoo, all in one device.
So don't let the cable company rob you blind, program you to pay that high-ass bill. Get a Ghost Box.
Yeah, go to ghostbox.com to see what the ghost can do for you.
Get a ghost box. Ugh.